This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections along with single phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and first phase of assembly elections in Odisha ends this evening. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on Monday in 96 Lok Sabha constituencies spread across 9 states and a union territory. Voting will be held in 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in the UT of Jammu and Kashmir will be held in this phase. Andhra Pradesh with 25 parliamentary seats and Telangana with 17 seats will go to polls in a single phase in this phase. Simultaneously, legislative assembly elections for all 175 seats of Andhra Pradesh and 28 out of 147 seats of Odisha will also be held on Monday. Top leaders of several political parties are on a whirlwind tour of various constituencies doing back-to-back rallies and meetings to woo voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally at Bargarh of Odisha this afternoon. He said the Congress wants to change the constitution of India. He also said the Congress wants to take away the reservations given to scheduled tribes, scheduled castes and other backward classes and give the same to its vote banks if it is voted to power. Earlier, Mr. Modi addressed a rally at Phulbani in Kandhamal district of Odisha. Later, he is scheduled to hold an election rally at Chatra in Jharkhand. BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed a public meeting at Vikarabad in Telangana today. He said, this election is divided into two groups. On the one side, there is NDA, which is moving forward under the leadership of Narendra Modi, while on the other side, the INDIA bloc does appeasement politics. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi addressed a rally in the tribal-dominated Nandurbar district of North Maharashtra. She said the BJP is repeatedly attacking the culture of tribal community and suppressing its voice. She also addressed a rally in Telangana. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Kadapa Lok Sabha constituency in Andhra Pradesh. BJP National President JP Nadda held a roadshow in Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Samastipur, Bihar today. He blamed the central government for rising unemployment and inflation. He also interacted with media persons in Patna and Bihar. He alleged that the Modi government is targeting its political opponents using central agencies like ED, CBI and others for political vendetta. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that freedom of speech does not mean freedom to support separatism. Pointing towards the separatist incidents in Canada, he said it was witnessed that separatists and extremist forces, many of whom openly advocate violence, have been given political space in Canadian politics. Talking to a news agency yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said, there are people in positions of prominence today in Canadian politics who espouse that kind of separatism and extremism. Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong has praised the contribution of foreign talents to the country's progress. He says Singapore has one of the biggest pools of talented graduates from the Indian Institutes of Technology and the Indian Institutes of Management. Prime Minister Lee was speaking to a Singaporean news channel in a wide-ranging interview before stepping down as head of the government. In squash world championships, India's Ramit Tandon started his campaign on a winning note at Cairo in Egypt. World number 36 Tandon, who gained a direct entry into the tournament, registered a comfortable win over world number 57 Faraz Khan of the United States. India's star javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra sealed a second place finish in the Doha Diamond League 2024. With an unusual slow start, Chopra's spear landed at 88.36 meters, just 2 centimeters short of event topper Yakub Vadlik's 88.38 meters. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Mumbai Indians at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. Kolkata Knight Riders are essentially through to the playoffs, sitting atop the points table with 16 points after 8 wins and 3 losses. They will be high on confidence after registering 3 consecutive wins. And with that, we end this news bulletin.